You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit GameSenseAB.ca to find out more. David, it's not like he can come in and kind of take his time. He's got a lot of big decisions to make here in the coming weeks and months here about the core four of Toronto and where they go moving forward. What's your sense on the likelihood of Matthews and Nylander getting contract extensions, or do you think one of the four is going to get traded?
Yeah, Jason, that's the multi-million dollar question. I think a lot of people probably going into this process after Kyle Dubas was dismissed as GM and maybe even before that thought, okay, they're open to it now. Something's going to change. And then now you've got this tight timeline for Brad Treliving to kind of work with. But one thing we do know about Brad is that he's good at relationships and good at making sure that he's got a meet with everybody and make a calculated decision at that point. So I imagine right after he addresses us, he'll start making the rounds. And if he hasn't already at least touched base with the camp of all four of those guys, just to kind of ingratiate himself and kind of let them know what he's thinking. And more importantly, kind of get a sense of what they're thinking as well. So you're right. Not a lot of time to deal with this, but the big attraction for Brad Treliving here was the fact that in the past, he's had to make these franchise-moving decisions as recently as last July. And so what he learned from that and what he got back and what he might do differently will be the biggest value for him as GM of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Like, what is your – like, John Tavares, I can't see how he's moving. So it's really the other three. If they had to pick one,
right?
Who do you think they pick to move?
I think if they pick, it would probably be Tavares. I just don't think that that's going to happen because it's been established already, and he made that clear at his end-of-season news conference. He didn't say, no, I won't move my no move, but he was asked about that specifically and just reiterated that he loves being here and that he, quote, made a commitment to being here. So I think that would be the obvious pick. I just don't see it happening. I think that's just something that they're going to have to kind of deal with. And it's not like he's not a serviceable player. He just may not be an $11 million player. So whether he is the 2C next year or if he moves to the wing permanently and they at least find a different solution there by moving one of the other guys, that's what they might have to do. If it's not him, I think it might even be Mitch Marner. But that's where the timing becomes big because I don't see Mitch Marner easily moving his no-move clause. And that kicks in on July 1. And he's another guy who just loves being here, has made a commitment to being here, but probably could get you a lot of value back and fix some other issues in the lineup. But again, that's something that they're going to have to kind of figure out between now and July 1, because once July 1 hits, it's all in Marner's court, just like it is all in Matthews' court. And at least with Nylander, it's a bit easier because that's a modified no trade as opposed to a full no move.
And you can talk about the core four, and sure, I get that. But to me, if Toronto's going to move forward, they got to improve their defense. How many changes do you see coming in on their blue line? And to me, like when I look at Kyle Dubas, I thought there was two major errors he made. Number one was I thought he didn't have great contract negotiations for Tavares, Marner, and Matthews. They all got maximum term. They got the best money, and Marner and Matthews didn't even have to go 8 years. So I thought he lost in that negotiation. And then I don't feel like he ever really addressed his defense core as much as he needed to, and I think that ultimately was their downfall. So Treliving inherits a blue line that still has lots of question marks.
For sure it does. What I will say Dubas did a pretty good job of, at least in late February, is he addressed some of those needs by acquiring guys like Jake McCabe, who is a big body, someone a little bit different that is like a replacement for Jake Muzzin, but a big body who can stand up in the playoffs. The only problem was he was only a Leaf for 2 months. They made a lot of changes quickly, and it took a while for that whole nucleus to kind of gel in the postseason when you totally revamp a team like they did so late in the season. Unlike Florida, they made all those changes, but they had a whole season to deal with it and iron out the kinks, and now they're in the Stanley Cup final right now, albeit they got there by a point, but they're in the Stanley Cup final. So I like a lot of the moves that they made there. The problem with the Maple Leafs now, and this is something Treliving is going to have to address, is the defense is actually fairly committed. There's room for maybe one or two bodies max. But other than that, the big holes right now is filling out the third and fourth lines and maybe another top six winger and what you're going to do in that respect. So you look at the numbers and the dollars that are committed. TJ Brody's back. Tate McCabe's back. You've got Morgan Riley, who's back for quite a while. There's not a lot of room for movement there. You have Timothy Lilligren who's going to be back. So maybe you figure out a deal for Luke Shen because he was a big body that was certainly helpful and brought the best out of Morgan Riley. But outside of that, there's not really a lot of room unless they totally revamp it, and that's going to be up to Tree Living to decide if that's what the defense needs or if it's just a couple more bodies. But really the big holes are the depth of forward right now just because of how committed they are to those four guys.
David Alter joins us at Sports Center TSN 1260. Are you expecting a Dubas announcement in Pittsburgh soon?
I don't know with that one because it looked like it was close. It wouldn't surprise me if that's just more negotiating going on. There is something to be said. I keep hearing about how, when you go through job transition, just because it's the first job that's available doesn't necessarily mean it's the one you have to take. And I think if he really wanted it, I think that would have been done by now. So I'm not sure. I look at what Dubas wants to do in the short term, and I look at those contracts in Pittsburgh that have a ton of no moves. Like they've got Raquel at a no move for a long period of time, Letang. And those guys are going to be really old into their core, and then you have to start wondering, do they really have a lot of years left to contend, or do they need to rip apart the studs, and how much can you do? That was part of the whole problem of why they moved on from guys like Hackstall and Burke, because they were kind of trying to do that, but then they were rocking the apple cart with the core guys like Malkin. So I don't know. I think if there was a better situation there for Dubas, he probably would jump at it, and that could be what's leading to some of the, I don't know if I should or shouldn't, or if he's buying time to see what else is out there, because this looks like it's another negotiating tactic. But there's just a lot of conflicting reports that came yesterday from local Pittsburgh media to then your colleague and mine, Frank Cervalli, and what he was saying about the situation, that it just seems like there's just no real finality to it. And I wonder if that's just Dubas kind of looking at what might be out there and if maybe the first opportunity isn't necessarily the best opportunity.
No, that's completely fair. I'd make an argument for him that, hey, waiting and seeing what happens in Ottawa would be potentially better for sure. Dave, thanks for the rundown, man. We appreciate it. It's going to be an interesting month. Toronto, Winnipeg, Vancouver. There's some big Canadian markets going to have some decisions to make. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be it's never a dull moment in Toronto, that's for sure, Jason. Thanks for having me on.